The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Live across to the heat wave, where Kevin McHale, the star of boy band NLT, is on the phone.
That's what you lead with? That's what you go with? You had, like, two other things.
Well, it was either going to be that or the current coach of the Houston Rockets, so we told him go with the band instead.
You know, it was so funny. This morning, I was like, you know what a perk being over here is, that nobody thinks I'm the basketball coach?
We don't know who he is.
Yeah, exactly. And then there you go.
So how's life been treating you? How long are you in the UK for?
I'm just here for a couple more days, but I'll be back at the end of the month for another series of Virtually Famous, the show I've been doing over here.
So we were reading up about you a little bit, and it's fascinating. You know, Glee's just finished, obviously, and we're going to ask you how you're kind of coping without that. But it's amazing that people, because obviously you played Artie, who was in a wheelchair in Glee, and you're not obviously in a wheelchair, but people still, when they meet you or see you, can't believe that, you know, you're not in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah, it happens every day.
Really, still?
Yeah, but I guess it's just a testament to how many people watch the show, I guess. That's how I have to interpret it. Yeah, but I mean, it does happen. But I get like that too. When I see people from shows that I like, I assume they're going to be their character. So I understand.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about Glee in the end now. It's finished. Are you happy with that? Do you miss it?
It's a bit of both. You know, I think we had such a great run, and I think it was time for it to come to an end. It seemed like a natural place for it to finish, but I obviously miss it. I loved doing it. It was like going to university, but even longer, or like how I would actually go and never graduate, because we were there for 6 years, and it was all the same people, and I made incredible friends, and it was just a really great family.
Like university without the exams at the end of the year, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. It was like the best part of university.
It's funny though, you didn't venture too far, because in Glee you were a music student, and now you're a teacher in the new film, The Choir, as well. So I mean, yes. It's not too much of a leap for you, does it?
No,
is it kind of your comfort zone?
Yeah, I'm just aging, that's all it is. So now I'm the teacher.
So yeah, I must say, the movie, by the way, can I just, Eddie Izzard, Dustin Hoffman and Kathy Bates, your mind must have been blown when you saw that listed.
Oh, completely. I didn't know how I got in that group of people. I was like, little old me? But somehow I did.
That's what NLT does for you, Kevin.
You know, it does. You never thought the boy band would ever get you anywhere, but here I am. it was very surreal, to say the least. Every day on set with them was just like, what the heck is happening? I don't know how. It was just very strange, but they were obviously brilliant and super smart. Especially Eddie is so smart. Mm. He just needs to run for some position in Parliament or something. He's so brilliant. But yeah, being around them was just like an acting class every single day. I realized that I'm very terrible around them.
You're learning every day.
No.
The movie The Choir tells the story of an orphan young boy who ends up at boy choir school and shows great talent that he never knew he possessed. So I suppose most roles for you, Kevin, it's always at the moment anyway, seems to revolve around singing a bit, yeah?
Yes, it does. But luckily, I didn't have to sing in this movie, because have all these kids who actually are in a real boy choir school in America, and they play all the other kids at the school, and they sing the actual songs in the soundtrack and in the movie. And they are so incredibly well-trained. It was unreal being around them, to actually hear their voices, and it was beautiful.
You must have had a lot of fun making that movie. Some great stars, as Jenny said. Dustin Hoffman, Eddie Izzard, and Kathy Bates. You've also got some Irish connection as well, haven't you?
I do. I am Irish by by genetics.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell us more.
My last name's McHale. You know, I always figure that says enough. I actually, a couple years ago on the Glee tour, we went to Dublin, and then I stayed with my parents a couple days after, because we had never been to Ireland. And we went out to County Mayo, where the McHales are from, and met a McHale, a couple of McHales, and they showed us around the area, and they're still there. They haven't moved, really.
And tell us, so the film as well, it's going to be in cinemas July 10th, as we said. It's called The Choir, and you know, obviously that's kind of musical themed as well. Do you yourself have a personal favorite musical?
Oh, God, that's a good question, Jenny.
That's a good question.
Wow.
You know, the thing is, out of all the Glee cast, and then I know I did the movie, the choir, but I didn't come from the musical theater world. So I would tell them what I liked, and they would all cringe because, you know, they're proper theater people, and they would understand. I always grew up loving Phantom of the Opera. I didn't know any better. I didn't know.
But I don't see that's not a bad one.
Book of Mormon's incredible. Book of Mormon is probably the best thing I've ever seen.
What's ahead for you, Kevin? After you promote this movie and it comes out in cinemas, what do you reckon? What do you want to do if you had a dream gig or a dream job, a dream movie?
A dream movie. Well, luckily I have a couple more movies I'm going to be doing.
Okay.
So yeah, that's coming up, and I get to do another series of the show Virtually Famous over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. You know, I always have done stuff with music, and none of those projects really involve music, so...
Excellent. Well, I hope in the next 12 months or so you can venture back to County Mayo here in Ireland, and make sure, just check in on the McHales, and just make sure they're still there, yeah?
I will. You don't have to convince me or my family. My dad's always talking about how he wants to get back there.
You might also bring the rest of the members of NLT with you next time for a live performance.
How many was there now?
I don't know about that.
Oh, you fell out, did you?
No. One of them is my roommate. I was a groomsman?
Yeah.
And another one's wedding. There's just one we don't really talk to.
Oh, there's always one.
Always.
There's always one we don't talk to.
You know, and the rest of us are all very close. I don't know. You know, it just happened. You know, people grow apart.
How long were you guys together for?
Oh, a long time. We were together for like 5 years. But we started when we were like 14, and we weren't really doing anything.
Yeah.
And
no, that's
we didn't
young.
Really start making music and things until we were 17. That lasted a couple of years.
Well, Kevin, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. The Choir is out in cinemas Friday, July 10th. Obviously, we'll be telling people go and see it. We look forward to seeing it ourselves. And next time you're in Dublin, you might pop in and see us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers. Thanks, Kevin. Kevin McHale, everybody. Woo! Cheers, Kev. Right, we'll take a quick